Welcome everyone to this second session. Last night we looked at a variety of phrases from across the Book of Psalms and used one or more of them as a prompt to write our own new psalm or spiritual poem. And this evening I'm going to look at one of the major themes in the Psalms is praise and thanksgiving. And so we'll look at writing our own praise poem or psalm of thanks and gratitude. And again, the basic template of what happens across most of the Psalms is that there is the writer addresses God and then says, here's a topic I want to explore. Maybe it's thanksgiving, maybe it's creation, perhaps wisdom, lament, God's accompanying God's people through history or vision, or other themes. And then there's some details described about that theme. And then there's usually some requests or some acknowledgement that God is accompanying us on that journey. And the inspiration there's many different psalms of praise God, Psalm 150 with the trumpet, with the harp, with the lute, with the voice. And so often what we can see in the psalms themselves are lists that start to occur. So how many people here make lists of things to do? Okay, so if you can make a list, you can write a psalm, or you can write a poem, or you can start to compose a song. Because often list making is the bare bones, the skeleton of what we write around that list and describe something. And so I thought a way of moving us into, gently in that whole area, is just remind ourselves by looking at this poem by Caitlin Weber, who was a fourth grader in Hibbings, Minnesota, that we don't have to, although it may be beneficial for us to go to university and take English literature courses and learn all about poetic devices, that we can be a fourth grader and express thanksgiving and praise. And I know the situation of the teacher, and what they've invited this grade four class to do was to make a list of things that you're thankful for. And so people would say things like, well, I'm thankful for swimming lessons. I'm thankful for my Aunt Joyce. I'm thankful for my friend Tom. I'm thankful that I don't have any homework tonight. So they would make a list of things that they're thankful for. And then the teacher said, well, say one thing about, what is it about your friend Tom, or what is it about swimming lessons that you appreciate or that you're thankful for? Just a bit more information. And then they would say, well, I like how it feels when I'm doing the backstroke and being able to look, to expand my arms and feel how big my arms and shoulders can go. I like my friend Tom because he always likes to play with me. I like not having any homework because then I can play more with Tom. So anyway, whatever they would say. And then I like Aunt Joyce because she has wrinkles. So they would say these things. And so somehow being able to move from the general comment to giving us a specific clue, a little bird's eye view of why are you thankful for this thing? So it was really a two-step process. Name something you're thankful for and then just say something about it. So I'm just going to invite us to go around the circle, and we'll just read like a half stanza. So I'll start, and then Linda and Scott and Nancy and Sarah will just be. You praise a word, it turns into a poem. Praise this poem for letting me write it.
To book titles that give away clues.
Praise to the time on a watch, so I am not late.
To the shell that washes upon the shore for me.
Praise to the fly's eye with which he sees everything.
To the grass that whistles when I blow it.
Praise to the mud that makes me dirty when I play.
To the thunder that warns me of a lightning flash.
Praise to my name, without which I'd be no one.
To this poem for letting me write it. So just invite you to look over this poem and just, speak out into the circle if there's a particular line or phrase that interested you or that you enjoyed, or one that you read or someone else read.
Praise to my name, without which I'd be no one.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great being able to have a name so you don't go through life having people call you, hey, you.
Yeah.
I like the one, to the grass that whistles when I blow it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's both meanings, eh? Like the grass whistling, but also the grass whistling at me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
I like the poem, letting me write it. And she says it twice. I mean, the feeling that it's there waiting to pop out.
I like the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's such, because it's so expressive of writing anything. Mm-hmm. You know, one word turns into a poem, a song, an essay, a letter.
Yeah, that openness to what can happen. And so I'm going to invite us to try this and, you know, make a list of maybe 8 to 10 things that you're thankful for, grateful for. Mm-hmm. And there may be things that just little moments of things that you noticed today that you saw or heard or, you know, interactions that you had. Or further back, doesn't just have to be today, but just to make a list of things, 8 to 10 things. I'm listing 10 because I think if we get up to listing 38 things, it'll be unmanageable for the time we have. But make a list of 8 to 10 things that you're thankful or grateful for. And just start with that.
And are you thinking of the short list, or are you thinking of the expanded?
Yeah, just start.
I like this because. So are you thinking of the longer?
Just start with the list, and then we'll move into the expanded part as a second step. So as you feel ready, you're then able to expand this, and when you consider each thing that you've named on your list, to then just say a little bit more about it and kind of weave it into your own. Psalm or praise poem. If you want, you can look at the pattern that Caitlin Weber has here, but do whatever you would like to do with your time in terms of writing a piece to express thanks. So in a moment, we're going to let this be for us a judgment-free, competition-free zone where we have an opportunity to share as we wish what we've written, fresh on the page, even as we strain to read our own handwriting with our eyes, and to listen for the movement of God's Spirit as we hear the different voices around the circle. If you're welcome, you don't have to read. If you wish to pass, you can. But I'll invite someone who feels moved to start to read theirs first. Now, well, just without comment, go around the circle, and then we'll have a chance just to comment at the end of our sharing.
I'm Julie. Praise for the whole and healing energy that enfolds me even dustily as soon as I get on the bus. Praise the burning, baking sun, especially because I live where we don't tan, we rust. Praise unto the mountains holding us in their palm. Praise for new friends and authentic conversations and the amazing way this happens with people who are strangers only on Sunday. Praise for the pure sweet voice of our cantor at Vespers, reminding me of cathedral children's choirs. Praise for potties, scrubbing toilets, sorting potty patrol, working on cleaning at one level while my spirit works on healing at another. Praise for escaping from my usual life, even for a week.
Thank you.
Thanks for suffering together, joy and laughter and perseverance. Thanks for the wood group, instant friends, each precious. Thanks for deep breaths when my mind goes before my body. Thanks for a nap, recovery from my parts. Thanks for a full belly, a banquet to savor. Thanks for mint tea, its tingle and soothing warmth. Thanks for mountain presence, a constant reminder of God's greatness. Thanks for the dignity of honest work and the man who encouraged me with that. Thanks for the freedom to be present, to live in this exact moment and be happy with that. Thanks for vulnerability, which leads me to this place, reminds me of God's grace.
Thanks. And your name again?
Oh, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
And Leah. There are many gifts for which I cry out, Alleluia, that make me drop to my knees in gratitude when I think of them. Like Holly and her willingness to adventure with me. Adventure itself and my legs that carry me through. The innocence and humor experienced through the relationships I make that lighten my load. The honest labor that gives me dignity. The food and the spirit that nourishes me for the journey. I stay on my knees, grateful for the day at night, feeling satisfied. But then I must travel backwards in gratitude, and here I am drawn even lower, moved to place my head upon the floor in humility. For I do not regret my past, nor wish to shut the door on it. No, I treasure the steps that brought me here, for the teaching I have left behind, for the lives I have influenced, for the good and for the bad. For in my humility, I have learned to be grateful, and so I am.
Thank you.
This is praise for this day, my birthday. So I sort of focused on that. And so I'd say praise for the gift of bird singing that to welcome the day. For the gift of a deer and her fawn strolling in a labyrinth made me pause. For the gift of the book and thought too young to be 70 gave me courage. For the gift of hearing the lunch chorus sing happy birthday in known and unknown languages, related me to the whole world and other tongues. For the hot pink shirt, reminded me of a colorful existence. I don't know if that would have. For the many thanks for the many birthday greetings from family and friends. On this day, I am once again reminded of a thankful life. And all I can say is thank you.
Thank you. And your name again is?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday again, sir.
Indeed. Happy birthday.
I like the idea in the poem of actually praising or thanking the object. We thank God for things, or we thank each other for things, but kind of the idea of thanking or praising the object was kind of nice. So I have thanks to the random setting on my iPod that fills the kitchen with music. Thanks to Holden for being a laughing place. Thanks to long friendship still full of surprises. Thanks to conversations that nurture ideas. Thanks to novels for helping me think. And thanks to the random setting on my iPod that lets me sing in the kitchen.
Great, thank you. Thanks,
that's. On Scott. For unexpected coffee shared in cool morning shade, my heart sings. For comfortable corners that emerge like faces out of the clouds, I tip my hat. For the moment of completion when the last step is taken, I long. To the quaking aspen, I blow a kiss. For unexpected relief in the midst of deep anxiety, my heart cries. For old knees that still behave when called upon, I give praise. I am an old vessel into which life flows. Like the thirsty cat, I sip hungrily over and again. For the love of God, I live.
Praise for Scott, whose hands are warm and soothe my aching back and weary feet. Praise for conversations. Oh, I'm Linda. Praise for conversations that bring light and open the heart. Praise for my cat who teaches me vigilance and relaxation. Praise for ice for my drink on a hot day. Water so still it freezes. Praise for my computer that gives me a voice from far away. Sending questions, sending love, sending clear words when they are needed. Praise for Vespers, a daily ritual of healing the hurt places and feeling God's loving presence. Praise for teachers who greet me every day, teaching patience, teaching skills, teaching love by example, teaching me to honor struggle. Praise to my fluffy pillow who accompanies me to sleep at night, that cradles my head, that holds my dreams.
Thank you. So I'm Ray. Praise God for wood chippers, for simple machinery that I can understand and operate safely. Praise for sun's heat that lets me perspire as I work. Praise for Ten Mile Creek and its waterfall, for gushing, splashing, pouring, and gurgling sounds. Praise for conversations on the trail to listen and be listened to. Praise God for Vespers, for gathering us together in community and worship. For reading glasses loaned when my eyes are dimmer than I thought they would be. Praise for kindness, for the person who walks me across to the other building across the street, so I know exactly where I am supposed to go. Praise for breezes cooling my face and my neck. Praise for deer that prance down the main street of Holden Village like they own the place. Praise for Holden Village, for history, memory, and beauty.
I'm Elaine. I'm grateful for Emily and Alex, my niece and nephew. I'm grateful for the wood floor in my room. I'm grateful for Scott's patience as I learn a new job. I'm grateful for old friends. I am grateful for new friends. I'm grateful for meaningful tasks. I'm grateful for healing hands. I'm grateful for forgiving spirits.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm going to invite us to just go around one more time and just name something you've received this evening from, you know, taking time to write, your sharing, your hearing others. What's something that you've received from being in this circle this evening?
No more excuses for writer's block.
Mm-hmm. Or meekness.
I'm sorry.
I feel like this opportunity, yeah, no excuses for writing, but no judgment also, to just be where you are with your writing. Simple or really great.
Thank you.
I agree. Just like an acceptance of where I'm at. More everybody else in that. Just being there together.
It's hard to beat those words. I would agree with you and Holly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a trusting place. I would never read otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The word that came to mind was openness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think that too, a sense of openness. And I feel touched. I was mentioned twice in the circle. That's sweet.
I think calming, centering.
I think something I receive is kind of the, like, there's a soothing feeling of hearing other people around the circle mention things that I think, oh, me too. There's a connection. So I feel a part of other people, closer.
I think you're setting the setting for non-judgment. Lets me not judge myself so much, because it's wonderful to hear what everybody says, and usually think that what everyone else has to say has more meaning. So just to let meaning be.
Well, let meaning be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I mean, in the world of writing, there's always, you know, the function of the editor. And while we can always take what we've written this week or this evening and look at it later and say, oh, here's something I want to add or change, or, you know, editing is always the second step in any writing process. If I begin editing first, then I'll start to write and I'll cross it out because I'll, you know, try and find a more perfect way to say it. And so I always invite us, when we're trying to start to write, to let the editor be a second step or down the road, and allow ourselves at first to just play with the words and just allow ourselves to be in that place where we can be like a child with mud or sandcastles, or like discovering, the daisies and buttercups, and like finding a way to be playful with the words, as opposed to trying to let the words judge us or meet us at a place of correction or ineffectiveness, but to let ourselves be playful and curious. And to be in that non-judgmental space. And then my hope then too for yourself this week, and for any writing you do for beyond this week, would be to be gentle with yourself, to let whatever part of you wants to edit, to let that happen later on. And just open the space. And maybe one way to do that too is, for what you've written this evening, read it again later on this evening or later on this week, and look at what you've written, and look for one place that you can say, here's something I found satisfying or that I enjoyed about what I wrote. It's so, so easy sometimes in the world of writing where we gather perhaps in a workshop and we listen to someone else's poem or someone else's short story, and we go immediately to the place we would correct it. And so instead of doing that, to read it and look for the place of satisfaction, appreciation, enjoyment, and just notice what inspires you about what you've been able to write yourself. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we'll be looking at at a different writing exercise, which will help us to appreciate creation and nature around us, and to look at psalms and poems of creation. So thank you so much for coming this evening. I know it always feels like after Vespers, sometimes I feel like I'm done.
Yes.
So I appreciate your coming out this evening post Vespers.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.